Good morning, Eliza.
Good morning, Tess, and happy International Women's Day to you too.
And very happy International Women's Day. So can you tell us a little bit more about why International Women's Day is so important?
Very good question. Well, just as well, need to point out that there is an International Men's Day. It is one of the top questions that probably get asked on a day like today. And that day is the 19th of November, or probably every other day of the year. But back to International Women's Day, it is the 8th of March. It's actually only been officially around since 1975, when the UN started up that day to give a focus to women's status around the globe. The day is actually, though, heavily tied to at least women's political rights, especially looking around women's rights to vote, which, as we know, less than 150 years ago, most women in the world couldn't vote, let alone, in fact, most women in the world were actually also the property of men. Their wages, their estates, and the very selves were the property of men in many countries, even Western countries like the UK. So International Women's Day really looks at giving women the ability to look after themselves and be their own autonomous selves politically, economically, and socially, which is pretty important considering countries like Saudi Arabia still haven't given women the right to vote. And only a couple of years ago, Vatican City didn't let women vote either.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part. Vatican City?
Yeah, fun fact.
That is a fun fact of the morning.
Yeah, so New Zealand was actually the first one to give women the right to vote. There you go. But look, aside from voting, which, as we know, is absolutely essential for women being involved in how their country is run and how policies might dictate how their lives will be formed, it's also interesting to note that even in our very own backyard in Australia, we know that the proportion of women in the current government has grown. I think it's gone from 2 in the Abbott government to 6, which is still really dismal considering that there's 34 men, making it more than 5 times men than women in our federal government. If that doesn't spell a bit of a problem in terms of what policies and issues are being foregrounded, I don't know what does. Although, look, in Australia, we're pretty lucky. If you want to look at why International Women's Day is important, you have to look a little bit further afield. We already know that in Australia, at least 2 women a week are the victims of domestic violence or any kind of partner violence from a man, and 2 women are turned away from a refuge every night. So we do have a lot of glaring problems here in Australia, but at least compared to around the world, many women here receive an incredible education and a lot less social stigma. If you look to a number of African countries and even some countries in the Middle East and even in Asia, right from birth, women are disadvantaged. We know that many women will not make it to 2, let alone to adulthood, because their parents would prefer to have a man, because women are seen as an economic burden, let alone fast forward to when women begin to menstruate. This means that many women can't go to school anymore, there aren't the right hygienic products available, and many are forced back into the home where they might be asked to look after their brothers and sisters, clean the house, and possibly get married, which is actually constituting a child marriage, which is not cool at all. So anybody saying that they don't need feminism because they've got a great education and they can walk around the street and they feel relatively safe besides getting catcalled every 10 minutes, they need to look further afield, because feminism is not just about you. It's about all women.
I completely agree there. So what can people do to celebrate International Women's Day?
Fantastic. Well, if you're a man, have a listen to some women. Go out there, research, go to a talk, maybe do something nice for a woman. But just don't try to shut down the conversation. And really, you know, being a good ally for men is really important, especially in terms of giving women the space. We've already seen some fantastic programs that people can get engaged in all around the year. Things like Male Champions of Change, where, you know, it's important for men to look outside of their boys' club and make sure that they are either empowering or mentoring women themselves, or better still, connecting women with other mentors. If you're in music, if you've got a guest coming up, make sure that if you're a booker, that you're booking women onto the list. Very simple, but many set lists only have men. And also just making sure that your workplace is safe for women too. A lot of workplaces are instituting, creating things like domestic violence leave, or improving the maternity leave program, even having breastfeeding rooms or better access to childcare. All of these sorts of things really help to make women's lives a lot better and just more accessible, so that they can actually have the same kind of power and status that men have enjoyed forever. If you're a woman, though, get out there and improve your feminism. If you are a feminist, which I hope every woman is, it's important to make sure that you're talking to other women who might not be as privileged as you, and checking your privilege, especially being aware of things like the fact that we're in 2016, actually, yet, for example, many transgender women are still played by cis heterosexual men in films. So we have a long way to go to try to empower all women.
Just before we let you go, Eliza, now we fully support International Women's Day here at 2SER, but unfortunately there's a lot of people out there who don't totally love the idea, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Look, a lot of people will say that feminism, it's a matriarchy, that we're trying to control and subdue men, that we believe that men are inherently stupid and we're going to rob them of all their money and take all their power, and that they're woman-splaining and horrible feminist killjoys. But really, when people say that a feminist who also likes men is an egalitarian, they're kind of missing the point. Supporting women supports men because it's about smashing the patriarchy, which doesn't mean killing all the men, as we like to joke about. It actually means redressing the kind of gender stereotypes that lead to many men feeling that they need to be violent or controlling, or have extraordinary full-time jobs that mean they can't spend time with women, and that they have an incredible amount of stress on their shoulders because they have to be strong and the primary breadwinners. Embracing feminism and embracing International Women's Day means listening to women, giving them the power, and sharing the load, and making sure that women have a chance to take on that power, those power roles, and be strong, so that men don't always have to.
Well, Eliza, we'll catch you back on 2SER on Saturday morning, but thanks so much for joining us on The Daily.
You are absolutely welcome. And just going to give a big plug to all those young women out there who are trying to work out what feminism means to them. A friend of mine, we've just started up a women's blog called F is for Feminism, where we look into defining different concepts of feminism and making it a little bit more accessible and fun.
There we go. F is for Feminism, guys. Thanks so much, Eliza.
Thank you, Tess. Have a great day.
You too.